Hey, it's Ash Sade, and you're listening to I Got Questions. This week, we have a bit of a wild one with my friend Leo. I don't even know where to start. We talk about a lot of things, his immigration from Honduras, his life as a real estate agent, opening a food truck, and how he's not that interesting. Enjoy. What do you want me to call you?
Juan Gomez.
Juan?
We're here with Juan, yes. They'll see my picture, they'll believe it too.
Actually, yeah. When we came home, Laura said, "Your mustache is disgusting." That was her words. And she said, "Leo is in a bad mood." I'm like, "I didn't notice anything. He's in a bad mood and his mustache is disgusting." Do you remember when we met?
No.
Me neither. That's weird, no?
Wait,
we didn't make an impact on each other?
No, I don't remember, actually. I think you just don't like Mexicans.
No, especially Hondurans, fake Mexicans.
I'm not Honduran, I'm Mexican.
Okay, tell me where you were born.
Honduras.
What is Honduras like? Like, my perception of it is, like, villages. Is it like Narcos?
Racist.
What's it like? Is it like Mexico at all?
It's a little bit like Mexico. Just smaller and people are cooler and...
What makes Honduras different than, like, the countries around it? Like, what's it known for?
The people are nice, actually. I'm not joking. People are actually nice. And other people from countries around us say, "Oh, you guys are nice."
You're just nicer than everyone else.
We're nicer than everyone else.
Except for the murder part.
What are you talking about?
You guys have the highest murder rate.
Not anymore. Fake news.
Who has higher murder rate?
Venezuela.
Okay, yeah.
Mexico. Even Baltimore has a higher murder rate than Honduras.
Okay, so you're not first.
We were. This is in the past.
What changed?
I don't know. They're tightening up a little bit on the drugs and stuff.
What's the main, like, export in Honduras?
Cocaine. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, they're cleaning it up. Cocaine.
No, I'm joking.
But, like, really clean cocaine.
Really clean. No. They're banana, coffee. Those are the main exports, yeah. Honduran coffee. Coffee is becoming huge. But banana and a lot of produce.
When did you leave Honduras?
2004.
I've been here a while.
Yeah, if you can count, yeah, 14 years. It's actually 14 years. What day is it today?
September 10th?
Check the date, bro.
September 8th. I'm looking at the
screen. Tomorrow is 14 years.
You left your phone on.
Tomorrow is 14 years.
You came here on September 9th.
Tomorrow is 14 years.
Why did you come here? Do you know? Was it for school? Do you know?
Were
you
kidding? It was for trying to think what to say here.
Okay, hold on. How old were you?
What did I tell immigration? No, for school, man. For school.
For, like, college?
Yeah, university.
Okay, what did you take?
Economics. It's a minor in business at Carleton, yeah.
Jen went to Carleton, too.
Yeah, we both did.
Did you go together?
Kind of.
Were you guys together at that time?
Not really. I was trying to get with her, but she...
But you guys knew each other from back home?
No, we didn't.
You didn't know each other from Honduras?
We knew of each other, but we met here. She didn't like me back home. I'm not likable.
No, my daughter hates you too. I think there's something, truth here.
It's the mustache though. Could be the mustache, yeah.
All right, so you came here for school. Did you come alone or with your family?
Alone.
Seriously? Was that hard?
A little bit, but my aunt was here. My brother was here.
So not alone. The opposite of alone.
Well, no, they were here, but I came alone.
Did you live with them?
Actually, my dad came with me just to drop me off.
What's the truth here?
My dad came with me, dropped me off, and then he went back. So I was left alone with my aunt and...
Did you know you were always going to leave home for school?
Yeah, that was the plan. My brother came first.
Okay. And now he's back there?
No, he went back.
Yeah. What was the hardest part of coming to Canada?
Being away from family, to be honest.
Culturally, there was no...
Well, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, culturally, yeah. There was
just the lack of cocaine made it a bit tough?
No.
You brought your own?
Not that. No, I don't do that kind of stuff. But, yeah, more of the culture shock, you know? People are very, like, close-minded, very to themselves. Keep your distance and not as friendly as back home.
Well, you guys are known from what I know about Honduras as the friendly people.
Yeah.
I mean, you set a high bar.
You've been told.
I've been told.
So yeah, like, we're super friendly, you know, like you would approach someone and they think you're weird just because you're being friendly, you know.
Here, you mean?
Yeah, anyone. You would approach someone, if girl or guy, they would think you're hitting on them.
Is it because people don't know if you're gay?
No, not really. That's not it, no. You talk to people and they're like, yeah. Why is this guy talking to me? Here's my MSN.
Here's my MSN,
add me.
Was it hard making friends?
Not really.
You always have people around you, so I can't see you being lonely.
Yeah, my brother was here, so a lot of his friends were my friends.
Okay.
My cousin came with me, too. So, yeah, I didn't come by alone. My cousin came with me, yeah.
Okay.
From back home, yeah.
That completely changes my question. Was it hard? No, I had my whole goddamn family with me. Why would it be hard?
I forgot about it, man. We don't talk anymore.
Yeah, obviously. How do you go from economics to real estate?
Economics is part of real estate.
Economics is part of everything. But what did you do right after school when you finished?
What did I do? I don't remember.
For work? You don't remember your first job? What was your first job in Canada?
Circuit City. The Source.
You worked at The Source?
Yeah, I worked for like a month.
And they caught you stealing.
No, I'm not a thief, Ash. And I don't do cocaine, if that's what people are getting from this
interview. I can't wait to cut out, I'm not a thief, and just... That's the only point.
They didn't catch me stealing. I just had a friend in town, and pretty responsible back then. And my friend wanted to go to Montreal.
Where else did you work?
Money Mart.
Oh, Money Mart. That's a special kind of sales.
That was rough, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, hey, you're down on your luck? Come on in.
That's pretty rough. I can't speak bad about Money Mart, but I learned a lot there. Manager was great. Henry, I love you. You're hearing me out there.
What did he teach you?
To just be straight, you know, like nice guy, you know, like.
He taught you to be nice.
He taught me to be not a nice guy, but like he taught me to be like, you know, keep your word and like be responsible.
Life lessons, not career.
Life lessons mostly, yeah.
How old was Henry?
I don't know. He was early 30s back then. No, he's like 50. I don't know.
Yeah, he probably aged.
You're right. I'm joking. No.
Okay.
We still talk.
That's nice. What did you do after Money Mart?
Car sales.
Oh, that's pretty recent. This is
2012.
I met you when you were working at Money Mart?
No, I don't think so. We don't remember how we met, remember?
No, I don't, but...
So
okay, you got me.
Yeah, I got you.
So you're doing car sales, and then you thought of the food truck at the same time?
No.
Who are you? Because I remember...
Yeah. I was like towards the end, but you skipped like 3 years, though. That's at the beginning. I was at Hyundai.
Yeah.
At the beginning. And then I went to Kia.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I met you when you were at Kia.
Yeah, exactly, I think so, yeah. But we don't remember when we met.
I don't know still. When I met you.
So why do you keep
just
on saying
timeline
that?
Wise.
We came up with the food truck while I was taking my real estate license.
Okay, hold on. Too many things here. Was car sales hard for you?
Yeah, at the beginning, yeah. I was pretty shy.
Money Mart didn't prepare you for this?
A little bit, but it's a bit different, right? At Money Mart, like, you have a glass window between you.
For safety, yeah.
For safety, you know, crack it.
You mean their target audience. And they come to you.
They come to you. Same with car sales, but it's a bit more dynamic, you know, in car sales.
Do you remember the first car you sold?
Yeah, I do, actually. Santa Fe.
Describe who the person was that you sold it to.
An older couple.
Was it hard to sell it to them?
Not really. You could kind of tell that you already knew what they wanted.
What's the best type of customer?
The ones that shop around, like, no, that's not the best one. Because, you know, they have the preconceptions, right?
Did anyone call, like, bullshit on you?
Several times, yeah.
In the same conversation?
He was like, yeah, the suspension on this one is the same as that one. Yes, sir. No, actually, it isn't. I read on this. I'm like, oh.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it happens, you know.
Where did you get the idea for the food truck? Was it that movie?
Yeah, Chef? No, actually, I saw that after. I wish I saw it before. It was the city of Ottawa was doing some giving out permits
for food trucks.
Like, yeah, we should do this, you know. So we did like a business plan and everything.
When you say we, who's we?
Me and my sister. And then my friend Mo was he wanted to do a food truck too. And
business plan? You were saying business plan?
So we did that, and then we actually got a spot.
When did your sister come?
2008. But are we talking about me or my sister right now?
Well, it's kind of related.
Yeah, I guess so. But I thought this was about me though. Like, you want me to bring my sister?
You guys are pretty close to start a business together. And you guys live together too, right?
She's awesome. We did nowadays, yeah. Though.
Why did you think I'm going to start a business with my sister? Did you guys talk about it before?
No, not really. Like, she helped me with the business plan. I'm like, you know what? It would be great. Like, she wasn't going to be part of it. I'm like, yeah, you want this, you know?
You want to hold the mic to your mouth? Or?
Weird, man. This talk, I can't get over this.
What did your sister go to school for?
You got a double major, but I always forget what it was. One of them was economics, the other one was international relations, I believe.
The reason I'm asking, because you're business oriented.
Yeah, too much.
So now I get it. You went to school for economics, and then your sister opens the food truck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is your whole family really business oriented? Mm. Something that's in your genes?
Somewhat.
What do your parents do for a living?
They sell animal health care products back home. Grew up with a business.
Their own business?
Yeah.
And your wife, too?
Yeah, her, yeah, 100%.
What's the hardest part about working for yourself?
A lot of stuff, man. Benefits, time off.
Then what's the best part? Why are you doing it?
Other benefits and other time off.
Like what? What's the benefit?
Well, like the other day, for example, you know, our dog got sick and we're headed to the office, but we were able to take her to the vet, spend 3 hours. And
if you find a good place, you never have to explain it. But I could do the same thing and I have benefits.
Well, it's a bit different. What if that happens every day?
I'd fire you. You're the worst employee, or put your dog down. There's something wrong.
And that's the thing, right? When you have a food truck and you run an Airbnb, that kind of will happen.
That's the benefit. You could do like 5 things at once. Walk me through a typical day for you. So you have a food truck, you have Airbnb, and real estate.
Real estate is the focus. So that comes first. So, you know, you wake up, you deal with everything real estate related, you know, take care of your clients and all their inquiries. You know, you got to make sure everything's good at the truck.
How do you do that?
Inventories, you know, making sure the staff is good, you know, that the truck is well maintained, you know, like nothing's broken. fridge was broken the other day. I had to drive to the border to pick up a compressor that I had got sent by FedEx next day delivery for $200. I had to drive to the border because they wouldn't send it to Ottawa. Drove to the border, drove it back up, and then I coordinated with the guys that repair it, and that same day they repaired it.
That sounds like a full-time job. Is the food truck business a positive thing for you?
I do. Profitability-wise, not yet. Yeah, that's pretty normal for a food business, you know.
Why did you even get into the food truck? I know I said how, but like...
We always wanted to bring, do Honduran food here and stuff. And my mom, too, for some reason, she's always had it in her, you know, like to do like a food business.
Has she ever done it? Like catering or anything?
Well, for her own family, for free.
Cooking at home.
For the family, you know? Yeah. We always host back home, so...
So where did you learn how to even run basically a restaurant?
I never did. I ran at the job.
Like, you just figured it out?
Yeah, we just figured it out, and we still don't know how to do it.
But like, how did you even know what your kitchen needs, how to prep?
Reading, asking people, and just...
Did you have a mentor for this?
Not really. And we had a lot of good people helping us at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like in different trades, you know. So we had a lot of good people helping us out.
Yeah.
But we kind of just learned at the job, you know. So that's why at the beginning it was learning. Our learning curve was freaking massive. We were there for 1 month from 8 a.m. to 3 a.m.
8 a.m. to 3 a.m.? What's most of the time spent on prep?
Prep.
So if you had to give advice to someone, like what's the top one, two, three things that come to mind?
For what, the food truck?
No.
The food
business? Yes, the food business. We're food talking business? About the food business.
I don't know, like if I can real estate or something.
No, the food business.
Don't do it.
And if they're dumb enough to do it?
Don't do it.
Sell it early.
No.
No, like what did you learn from year one?
Honestly, just surround yourself with good people. Surround yourself with really good people and don't pretend you know
it. And when you say good people, you mean like support?
Managers, support, good staff, like pay them well.
So do you have a plan B or long-term plan for this thing?
I have an idea where we're going to go.
Okay, enough about the food truck. Nobody cares. Real estate.
Yeah, this got boring.
Why did you get into real estate?
To be frank, I liked real estate for quite some time, but it was mostly because of Jen. Jen used to tell me, like, you're in sales. Like, you could be a good realtor. I knew I was amazing.
What's the biggest difference between real estate and car sales?
Yeah, it's more of a long-term.
Can you see a life where you just stay in car sales, or was that always temporary for you?
No, that was always temporary, yeah.
And real estate, you're happy with?
It's for life, yeah.
Yeah, for life.
In one way, in one form or the other, right? For me, it's probably going to shift, and I would say 5-10 years, it's going to shift more towards the building construction side of things, but still in real estate.
You want to be your own builder? Oh, what's the like road to that?
Capital and experience. You know, start little things here and there, you know, reno here, basement there, you know, flip a house, you know.
Why is that the game plan?
I don't enjoy anything more than that.
Tell me about your weirdest habit.
Where are you going with this? I don't have any weird habits.
What does Jen always complain about?
About my farting, maybe?
Yeah. Laura told me yesterday that you went in the house, then Alice followed you, and you farted, and she came in the house, and you were apologizing to Alice. Okay, let's go. I farted. Go.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's it? You're farting?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, come on. There's got to be something.
No, I don't know.
What were the rumors she heard about you before you guys were dating?
Who? Jen?
Yes, to keep up. We're talking about Jen. What, real estate?
Rumors? What?
No, you said she knew of you and she didn't like you.
Oh, yeah.
What were these rumors?
Because it's a funny story. She was actually not that fun. I was sitting with this girl that used to be her ex's girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, something like that. So she saw me with
small
her.
Town. Yeah,
we were like flirting and stuff. So she's like, "Oh, look at Leo. He's flirting with that girl. That girl's a hoe."
Okay.
I don't like Leo either. That kind of thing.
Okay. And how did you convince her you're not like that?
It's not hard, you know. Like, look at me. Like, it's hard.
You're pretty charming.
I know, yeah, I'm charming.
But we've talked before with other people, and people generally don't like you the first time they meet you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why is that?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is,
but a lot of people too.
A lot of people say that.
A lot of people, they're like,
I don't even remember meeting you, so I don't think it was bad.
Because I'm a bit of a bully too, you know. And
no.
I have no filter.
No.
I think it's because I have no filter.
Hey, you're going to be a dad soon.
Yep.
What's the biggest fear you have about being a dad?
The unknown.
Like with a baby, not like my kid gonna be a murderer, but
Yeah, no, just the unknown. Like, you've never done something, right? But that's the only fear, like, really. Yeah, well, obviously, the kid being healthy, that's it.
And you're having a girl. Does that worry you?
No fear. No, not at all.
Oh, because you had a sister.
I had a sister. My Jen's going to be good with her, you know? So I'm okay with that. Like, if my wife was a crackhead, that'd be different, but...
It would be different. You wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Probably not.
We would not invite the guy with his crackhead.
Probably not. Probably not.
No, we do drug tests for all our... What keeps you up at night?
Keep me up at night? Minnie, sometimes barking. Bark.
No, like the thing you're thinking about when you go to sleep. What's the last thing you're thinking about?
Probably work, you know.
In a good way or a bad way?
In both, like, you know, work and just like all the stuff that's going on and, you know, debt. You know, we have good debt, thankfully, you know, but still.
How old are you right now?
20. Oh, shit, I'm 30. 31.
You're 31?
Mm-hmm.
When you were like 20 and you thought about 30... Is this how you pictured it?
Not really, no.
Did you picture it?
I would think I was going to be married, but I thought I'd be a millionaire by now.
You thought you would be married?
Yeah. Okay. I want to get married at 30. Yeah. And like my dad got married at 30. I'm like, oh, I'll get married at 30. Promised my dad I would give him a Ferrari when I was 25.
Yeah, but he knew that was bullshit. He knows you. You're his son. Pretty sweet. What did you promise your mom?
An old car.
An old car.
An antique.
Okay.
An antique. She loves antiques.
No. What are your parents like, personality-wise?
Very chill. Very humble. My mom's very black and white. Doesn't put up with anything. A lot of people don't like her either.
What's life in Honduras like? Would you ever go back?
If it was safer, yeah. Just because we got used to it here, right?
And what are you used to here that you don't have there?
You can walk around here. You can leave your garage open. If you're in the right neighborhood.
No, I can't. Definitely can't.
If you're in the right neighborhood.
Yeah.
You can leave the doors open and stuff like that. Nothing's going to really... happen.
Does everyone have like really high fences and
fences, security, barbed wire, you know, the snipers and stuff?
Do your parents have that?
A fence, yeah.
Are they ever gonna leave?
No snipers, no.
Never gonna move here?
Probably not. With the granddaughter, that might change.
How do you think people describe you?
As a bully.
Call me no, a bully. I don't mean your wife.
Oh, my wife.
How do other people describe you?
I don't know, man.
Why did people call you party animal?
Because I used to party a lot.
What's the craziest party story you have?
I don't remember.
Liar.
Literally.
Come on.
Literally.
Come on.
I remember it, but I don't remember the party.
You don't have one memory?
Oh, yeah, I know. Escapade 2011.
Escapade 2011. What happened there?
Oh, it was a good party. My brother was in town.
Okay.
It was pretty amazing.
Easy on the details. I'm going to have to cut this off.
I just remember that out of the blue, it was like midnight, you know, and not too many people left. It was just Calvin Harris and me, pretty much. In the middle. Almost. That's how it felt, at least. That was probably 3,000 people. There was probably still 3,000 people there.
Yeah, so just you and Calvin.
But no, the funny thing is, I just remember, like, when I came back, I'm like in a chair, in a foldable chair in the middle, concert.
Okay.
Getting a massage.
From a stranger?
From a friend. From a friend. And it was an amazing party, yeah.
I don't understand. You're just sitting, watching a concert.
Literally. Like, I just remember, yeah. Like, getting a massage in the middle, like, the only chair in sight in the entire place. I had it. I was sitting in it. Felt like it was only me and Calvin Harris.
I started this with saying party animal. You're basically getting a massage and relaxing, listening to music.
The party animal thing is Julianne Wilson that named me party
animal. Wilson Saldana.
Yep. I don't know why she...
No, animal. Franklin said you're a party animal too.
I mean, Nathan was more of a party animal.
He definitely was. That's party animal. I stopped talking to him for like 6 years.
I mean, he went to jail and stuff. A few people know that.
Have you ever been to jail?
No.
Have you ever been arrested?
No. Funny enough, me and Jen were talking about it today, actually.
About your criminal record?
Not my criminal record. I don't have a criminal record.
For the record.
What's it called? We're talking about it. I'm like, yeah, you know. Yeah, it's gotta suck, you know, going to jail and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, no, it'd be horrible, you know, sleeping in jail. That's rough. She's like, wow, you ever been to jail? I'm like, yeah, baby, I didn't. I never told you this, but I did actually once.
When did she know you were lying?
When I told her I was joking. I made it very credible. Okay. If I would have said, oh yeah, I beat the cop up and everything, she would have been like, okay, yeah, whatever. Yeah. But I made it believable, you know.
What's one thing you want to improve in your life about yourself?
Punctuality, yeah.
All right, you got my message.
Yeah, what?
Why is it so hard for you to be on time?
We're over-optimistic.
But there's GPS now. Like, you punch it in. It actually tells you, like, I need to be somewhere at 5:30. It'll tell you when you should leave. with traffic.
I didn't know about this technology. Remember, I'm from Honduras.
Okay, so I just solved your biggest life problem. What's number two on this list?
Being on time.
Repeating things. Okay.
Try to focus.
What kind of student were you? Like, you went through university.
I was a very bad student.
How did you get through university?
I'm very smart.
I don't know why that's funny.
It's the mustache, bro.
No, that was quick.
Does it make me look smarter? Or
the mustache? No, not really.
No?
No. This is why people don't talk to you or think you're weird when you go up to them. Okay, so you're a bad student, but you're smart.
Yeah.
Explain that.
It's self-explanatory. What do you mean?
Not for us non-smart people.
I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist.
But you know, I'm an economist. Like studying.
I'm good at multiple choice. Actually, yeah.
I'm good at multiple choice. What else are you good at? What are your strengths? Like, what comes easy to you that doesn't to other people?
Being in stressful situations.
What's the last stressful one you were in?
Well, yesterday, Mini was sick, remember?
Everyone's had sick pets. No, a real stressful situation. I've had sick pets. No, that's...
Real stressful? Like, what's real stressful, Ash?
I don't know, man. Like, you're driving by, there's a car accident, someone's arms hanging out the window.
That's not stressful. You keep driving. What do you mean? What do you mean? How's that stressful?
Okay, so you could deal with pets really well. That's really that's good quality.
Sick animals.
Yeah, no, I'm good at multiple choice. I'm good at going to the vet. Man, if you were on Tinder right now, you'd be killing it. That
the
profile.
Because of the mustache.
The mustache just and the that mustache. Profile. Good with sick pets.
That's mad weird. What's Tinder? No, real talk, man. What is Tinder? I've been out of the...
It's so funny because I ask you, like, legitimate questions that I think about. And all you have is smart ass answers. Like, I'm good at multiple choice.
It's like I'm talking to... It's like you're talking to Ash.
Explain that one.
Because you're smart. And you're witty.
Witty?
I'm like half as witty as you.
What's the most expensive .com you have right now?
The what?
Most expensive domain you own.
I don't know. Probably tacotuesday.ca.
You own Taco Tuesday?
Yeah.
Where does it go now?
Do not check cartel.
Okay. Well,
we should make a website. I mean, that's kind of what I'm here for.
What would be on this Taco Tuesday website?
I don't know. I can't tell you because someone's going to steal the idea, Ash.
You have a lot of ideas, too.
Yeah, but I have a hard time executing. That's another thing, you know? If I was on time, it would be easier to execute.
App ideas that you just can't get out?
Yeah. I have a programmer friend that doesn't help me. Too busy interviewing people.
Do you really have an app idea?
Not really.
Are we going to make money together?
Actually, we have a few, actually.
App ideas?
Yeah.
Like what?
Can't tell you, man.
I'm not recording.
Yeah,
no,
you are.
Don't look at that. That's just a screensaver. That's my screensaver. Don't look at that.
I have a few, actually.
There's nothing, like, even the industry. Is it real estate stuff?
Yeah, partly. Yeah,
the sell my house stuff? Like, how much is my house worth?
Yeah, kind of thing, yeah.
That was smart.
That'd be a good one.
Did you actually build that one?
Which one? No, I never built that. It's got to be something, you know, like, I don't want to call it a disruptor, just something that really helps people, you know?
So what you're saying is to make money, you have to come up with something useful. Yeah, good job, Dalai Lama. That was that was profound.
Deep, eh?
That was pretty deep, man.
Deep, yeah.
I'm going to write that on my bathroom wall.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is you got to think about the user first, you know?
Yeah, it's hard. Because it looks like everything's already been built.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Hey, have you downloaded my app?
The Notepad? Notes?
Notepad.
Notes?
Notes. Outline.
Yeah, for notes and outlines.
You have your phone here? Show me the app I got. We can wait.
Oh,
you have it. That's pretty sweet, man.
Yeah, I do have it.
You're pretty nice.
I am nice. People think I'm an asshole, but I'm nice. Deep inside, I have a big heart, you know? And it's tough sometimes, you know, to have a good heart. Especially in business.
When do you have to fight that?
Well, when you have to make something that doesn't make sense. Like financially, you know? Like when...
Have you ever taken a bad deal just because you're a nice guy?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it's going to come back to you somehow.
Oh, you're one of those karma people.
Yeah.
Has it come back yet?
Yeah, it has.
In other ways, though, right?
In
it's
other
not like
ways,
that person comes back.
The person won't come back. But in other ways, it always comes back. Always. Every time. Every single time.
You were nervous about this?
About what?
Every question. What are we talking about? about this?
I have ADD. Yeah, I have like severe ADD.
Do you actually have a learning?
Yeah, severe ADD.
You don't have severe ADD?
Actually, I do.
Like you've been diagnosed?
Yeah.
Are you medicated?
No.
You don't have severe ADD?
I do, man.
You've been able to focus for 43 minutes. I mean, you say, what are we talking about? Constantly. But that's not ADD. You're not punctual, but that's not ADD. You're bad social skills, but that's not ADD. Okay, maybe you have ADD.
Okay, maybe you're some Ritalin.
Oh, now I feel bad.
I feel bad.
But thank you for focusing so long.
Yeah.
I actually think that. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing because you've been able to do like 5 things at once.
Yeah, but you don't focus.
And that's
a problem. It's a problem sometimes.
You have like 3 businesses going at one time. Why
still,
is this a
man,
problem?
If you had one that could be, you know, doing better than 3 combined.
What's the most common advice? Diversify.
It is.
Yeah, and that's, it is. You're doing that.
It is.
Naturally.
I'm just being hard on myself. That's all.
Be hard on yourself. Like you have a lot of flaws, but that's not one of them.
What? What flaw?
You're good at multiple choice. Focus.
It's good to be good at multiple choice. Everything's multiple choice. Life is multiple choice.
Oh God, like multiple choice.
Honestly, you have the decision to make, and it's like a multiple choice question on an exam. Same thing.
Yeah, but there's not all of the above in life.
You see, I have 3 businesses. Fuck, what do I do? All 3, all of the above.
Checkmate. Is that gonna be the name of your business book? Life is multiple choice. And other wisdom.
Multiple choices.
From Francisco.
Multiple choice. That's a good one. No, Juan Gomez.
Oh yeah, yeah. What is your real name? Like you have like 5 names.
Right? Juan Gomez.
You're just saying John Smith in Spanish over and over.
Not really.
What's the John Smith in Espanol?
Juan Gomez.
It's a troll, man. You know how much I got to cut out of this?
Why?
No one's going to listen to this.
Why not? It's hilarious.
It's going nowhere and fast.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, no, I'm having fun.
I'm actually making it on purpose so no one listens to it.
What is your full name?
Leonardo.
You're like Cher, you have one name?
Francisco.
Do you know full name?
Francisco.
Go on.
Alberenga.
Just 3 names?
Castillo.
You know what this is like again? I came to Canada alone. My cousin. And my dad. And my aunt. And my brother.
Oh, you really think you have to edit this? I think it was pretty good.
I'll send you the raw file. See if you can listen to it.
Well, because you have 45 minutes, man.
I'm going to cut a lot of it out.
You got to write your questions, though, man.
You know why I didn't? I'll tell you the truth. When you were on your way, I went to open Outline on my phone, and it kept crashing.
No. Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
It kept crashing, so I'm like, all right, I'll just wing it. Leo's interesting. Boy, was I wrong. So wrong.
You're an asshole. I don't know if you're
this
being honest.
This might be the last one I do, man. Might be the last one I do.
I thought it was funny.
That went so well. I don't know what happened today.
I thought it was funny, man. I thought it was funny.
Well, that's good.
I was trying to make it funny. We can do a repeat if you want to be serious. But
No.
No one wants to listen.
I don't want to be serious.
No one wants to listen to serious. You got everything out of me. My best party when I came to Canada.
I got a massage. That's why they call me party animal. I sat in a chair at a concert and got a massage. That's why they call me party animal. What's my biggest flaw? I can't focus. What's my biggest strength? Multiple. I got some gold today. What's some advice you have for people with the restaurant? Don't do it. Okay, but really, don't do it again. Oh yeah, that's great. I'm gonna stop reading that Anthony Bourdain book. I got all I need here. What do you do that annoys your wife? I fart a lot. Fantastic. It's going to be great. And the best part is, like I was telling you earlier, some people so far have been like restrained because of their work and business and their public life. And I thought here, because you're like so much on the internet, I'm going to tag you and everyone Googles Leo and real estate. This is going to come up.
I hope not.
Did I tell you I'm good with SEO? I'm going to take it. Home evaluation. Ottawa. Best real estate.
I do not condone this.
Yeah, no, this is Leo just messing around. Real Leo's not like this at all.
My name's not Leo. Juan Gomez.
What do you think of me?
Of you?
Yeah, what's your perception of me?
You're a pretty funny guy. Very quirky.
Quirky?
You be awkward at times.
Definitely awkward.
Funny awkward.
Okay, so I'm funny. What else? We proved that right. What else?
Yeah, you're a funny guy. You're funny, awkward. What are we at? 52.
Awkward. I'm cutting it down. Don't worry. It's not going to be 52. There's a lot of
no, positives. But you actually don't think I'm interesting, though?
I'm
actually self-conscious right now.
You're not self-conscious.
Real talk.
No, you're interesting.
I swear to God, I'm self-conscious.
What I'm cutting down is like the pauses. And
No, but I'm actually self-conscious right now.
I don't know if you're being honest.
No, I'm actually dead serious right now.
You're a salesperson.
No, dead serious.
You're very interesting.
You're the one drinking rum, not me.
What does that have to do with
salesperson? Because you could be lying, you know?
No, you're very interesting. But I think people are awkward when they're asked like a million questions in a row.
Yeah. Was I awkward?
No, as a people.
Fuck am I?
You're pretty smart, man. You're a pretty smart guy. You don't think you're interesting?
You just told me you're not interested. I'm not interesting.
No, you said you feel self-conscious that you're not interested.
Yeah, because you said that.
When did I say that?
You said that earlier.
You said where I
you're like, oh my God, this. I thought you were interesting, and how wrong was I?
I definitely didn't say that, and if I did, I'll cut it out. And then when we get to the end here, people will be like, Leo's crazy. Why did you guys even pick Ottawa and all the places you can go?
My aunt was here.
And then when you were done school, you didn't think of leaving? Like Toronto or Montreal or something?
I thought about it, you know, but then it's like, we're very homey people, you know? Back home, we lived in the same city, same house. I was born in that house. I lived that house.
You were born in the house?
Not really, but like, you know.
Oh, I know. Okay. You grew up in that house.
I grew up in that house completely. Yeah. So same here, right? Like you don't want to move too much. I don't mind moving, but you don't want to move cities. You know, you have your group, you know, have funny friends like you, and you don't want to leave them behind.
But I wouldn't do the same. But
yeah, cause you're an
it's
asshole.
A weird assumption I had that like, if you can just pick up and like move your whole life somewhere else, that'd be easy just to move. But to know, like, you just want to settle down. And then, wouldn't you do better real estate in other or you think Ottawa is the...
No, Ottawa is fantastic. Ottawa is amazing.
What makes it different?
It's just stable. You know, it's stable, but at the same time, it's edgy in some ways.
Yeah.
Because it's growing. You know, it's growing a lot. LRT is going to change the cityscape. And there's a lot of foreigners coming here, a lot of tech coming here.
Do you even feel awkward ever?
Not really. Well, sometimes.
Like when?
Like when I'm late somewhere.
And then you have to explain it?
Yeah, like when I'm late somewhere or like, yeah, that's the only time I feel awkward.
Even with friends? Or just like?
Well, it depends. Friends that make a big deal about it, yeah, but.
No, we're cool.
Most friends, no.
You know what the best part is? Now that Jen's pregnant and once you have a kid, nobody is going to ask why you're late again.
That's amazing. Eh?
Yeah, don't even try to solve this problem.
Yeah, that's the best excuse.
No, because you can't even plan it. Like, we plan to leave the house by 9. Everyone will shit themselves at 8:59. You're like, okay, we'll add an hour to the trip.
Like, you mean you'll shit yourself too?
Everyone.
Everyone.
So yeah, no, don't even try to solve this problem. It's useless.
So am I interesting or no? I'm still subconscious a little bit.
I think you're pretty interesting.
Why?
You're not focused, just like this episode. Jumped everywhere.
What?
You're hard to read.
In what sense?
One, I don't know when you're serious. Two, I don't know when you're angry.
I'm never angry.
That's not true.
Rarely ever angry. It's hard for me to be angry.
You hold grudges.
No. Grudges, no.
What's the angriest you've ever been? Like,
I don't hold grudges. Like, I'll throw shots here and there, you know, like.
Yeah.
But it's not because I'm holding
a grudge. I felt them all night. But have you cut people out of your life?
Yeah. I have.
Is it a lot of people?
No.
No?
Maybe one or two.
What was the context? Family?
Family, mostly, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're very hard to read. You are.
Really?
Well, this is why people are like, oh.
That's probably why they don't like me. Either.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he's scheming.
Yeah, what? Because nobody knows what you're thinking. Most people you can, like, figure out. I don't know what you're thinking.
Really?
Well, look at yesterday. Laura's like, oh, he's in a bad mood. I'm like, I don't think he was. I didn't notice anything. Most people.
I wasn't like, really in a bad mood. I was just, like, stressed.
You weren't yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was a bit uptight.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
To me, it was normal. But she noticed. Yeah, I don't know. I can't explain it. You're just a bit hard to read.
Really? But is that a bad thing? You think?
It's working out for you.
Well, sometimes. Well, I guess not really, because.
Why?
People don't like me on the first impression, right?
Yeah, we've seen you 2 days in a row. It's like the longest streak.
Yeah, but it took me like 2 years to get to know you and for you to like me.
I don't even know the first time we saw each other after, like, without friends around.
No?
No. It's so weird. Like, most people I can trace to, like, well, when I met them, I have no idea. It's really weird. And now here you are sitting, farting in my chair.
That wasn't me farting, for the record.
Okay. Anyways, here you are sitting in my chair.
I think we're all the same way. Like, Jen's a bit more likable than me.
A lot more.
Yeah, a lot more, yeah. But, you know, it's the same thing, man. It goes back to what I told you about my mom, you know?
What, the black and white thing?
Yeah, it's pretty black and white, you know? Like, someone's good to you, you're good to them, period, you know? Sometimes people will take them a while to realize, hey, this guy's nice, you know? Because it's not the small talk. I'm horrible at small talk, by the way.
Yeah, I noticed.
I'm horrible at small talk. So, like, you know, and that's why... The first time, you know, I'm not like, oh, chit-chatty. Oh, yeah, what do you do? Oh, what do you do for a living? And I hate that.
Yeah, what do you
like,
do?
Oh, what do you do?
Where do you work?
Yeah, where do you work? Like, when do you come to Canada? You know, like, this shit like
what
that.
What a
like,
stupid question.
You know, like, shit like that. I'm like, I hate it.
So boring questions. When
yeah,
you
like, you know, just fucking get to the thesis. Point, you know? Like, ask what you want to ask, you know? No, but no, real talk, you know? Like, I'm really bad at small talk. And
you know, like I like try to figure out like what's his angle, because usually when people like do other people favors,
yeah,
they're like, oh shit, what is he gonna ask me to do?
Yeah
No, I'm not gonna ask him for anything, because he's gonna ask for tenfold.
You think so?
That's what. No, I don't think about you that way, but me, like most people
yeah. Oh, for with us, yeah, the people ask us a lot. Yeah,
I'm sure they ask you for favors nonstop.
No, not only that, like people will think like we're just being too nice. We're like, oh, what do they want? Someone told me once.
Who?
I can't say.
Okay, but someone told you?
Yeah, a friend, you know.
Why do you think that is? Because you guys are in sales?
I don't know. Well, Jen's overly nice. You know, she's like super nice. Sometimes too nice.
And people are like, she can't actually be this nice.
Yeah.
And then I haven't been able to break her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will.
Straight up.
I will. Yeah. I'll find out.
She's like, yeah, super nice. We're just, I don't know, man. We're just give, you know. And we don't care. We get it back. We're blessed.
Has anyone gotten you...
Okay, this conversation is done.
No, we're almost done, yeah, because I'm getting messages here for bedtime.
It's not that late.
No, not our bedtime. Okay, it's always awkward to cut it off, so why don't you plug something?
Nacho Cartel, 151 Lurie Avenue East, the best tacos in town.
I'm going to cut that out. Okay, thanks. Okay.
If you're looking to buy a house, sell a house, rent a house.
Build a house. What's the domain?
Realestating.co.
That's .co?
www.realestating.co.
Why not .com?
I was taken.
That's so confusing. .co. Okay, all right. Thanks, man.